Earl and the Melodic Harmonium. One day, Earl was walking through the town and decided to go visit the master mechanic. He knocked on the door, which was usually open, and looked in and found the master mechanic sitting at his desk, looking very sad. The master mechanic looked at Earl and said, "Earl, I'm glad to see you. I think you can help me." "What's the problem?" said Earl. The master mechanic said, "Earl, I have so many interesting projects, but I can't seem to track where they all are. Now I think I've lost one of my best."
"What is it?" said Earl.
"Well," said the master mechanic, "you know that we're having a river festival soon, and for that I've been making an instrument that would play there that would make everybody happy. It's a special kind of piano, and I finished it last week. It's called the Melodic Harmonium."
"What does the melodic harmonium do?" said Earl.
"Ah," said the master mechanic, "the melodic harmonium is an instrument that makes the most wonderful sounds that are intermingled in such a way that when you hear it, you hear your favorite song. Everyone hears their favorite song at the same time. When it starts playing, everybody wants to listen to it all day long. It just spreads happiness."
"Wow," said Earl, "that sounds like a great device. Have you tried it? Does it work?"
"Oh, yes," said the master mechanic. "I took it outside the other day along the river and turned it on, and right away we had a little crowd. Everybody was happy and dancing around. It worked perfectly."
"Then why are you so sad?" said Earl.
"Because it is missing," said the master mechanic. "I brought it back. I left it just inside the door. And it's not a small device. It's as big as a kitchen trash can, and now it's nowhere to be found."
"It can't be very far if it's that big," said Earl. "It must be close by."
"It could be around here," said the master mechanic. "Maybe someone who heard it decided to take it home with them, but it could be that I brought it in and have just put it somewhere in the lab."
"Oh," said Earl, "maybe I can help you find it."
"Yes, I hope so. And that brings me to how you might also help me in the future," said the master mechanic. "I need an assistant. I need someone to help me with all my mechanical devices and keep track of them. Do you know of anybody?" Earl thought for a moment. An assistant to the master mechanic had to be someone who was very smart and very organized. Earl didn't think he was the one, but he knew a girl at his school. She was a girl one class ahead of him who could be very good with mechanical things. "I know somebody who might be able to help. In that case, please bring them by, because I could use someone right away, with the first thing being to find out what's happened to the melodic harmonium."
"I could do that right now," said Earl.
"When did it go missing?"
"Just yesterday. It shouldn't be that hard to find it. If it's not in the lab, when you go around town, just look for people who are smiling, because that means it's probably nearby." The master mechanic and Earl searched the lab, but there was no machine. Earl then decided to walk down towards the river, because that's where people would have heard the machine and maybe somebody saw it and could help him. There was a new ship that had docked along the river. It had wonderful silver smokestacks, shiny white paint with blue and red stripes, and lights that were strung along the top of it. Someone said the whole ship would light up at night as it moved down the water. His friend Omar was looking at the new ship, and Earl asked him what it was. Omar said, "It's a ship that goes up and down the river from here to the City of Smoke. The man who is the captain is looking for people who would like to go to the city, and he has a wonderful wagon that also is all silver and white with stripes and lights. It's on the road between the town and here. I saw it a couple of days ago, and it was empty. But today, when I saw it through the woods when I walked here, there were all sorts of kids on it and following it. Yesterday, he couldn't get anybody to go with him, but today, I bet he'll fill up his whole ship." "Of course," said Omar. "Yesterday, he didn't have any music."
"Music?" said Earl. "He has music on his wagon?"
"Oh, yeah. If you go close to the wagon, you can hear your favorite songs being played. It's great. If I didn't have to go home for lunch, I might go on the ship myself."
Earl decided that the master mechanic should know about this. He was breathless when he finally arrived at his laboratory.
"I think I found it," said Earl. "The captain of the new ship on the river has it on his wagon, and is driving around and getting kids to go with him to the City of Smoke.
Oh, said the master mechanic. That's the Spinmeister.
And he nodded. That makes sense now. He saw it from his boat and came by and talked to me yesterday. He wanted to buy it and said it would be very helpful for people on his ship. But I told him that it wasn't for sale. He said he really wanted it. But I told him that it was for the River Festival.
The master mechanic paused. Earl, of course it was for the River Festival, but there was something about the Spinmeister that gave me an odd feeling. Maybe he wanted it for people taking a cruise, but maybe he wanted it so he could get people to follow him without thinking. The melodic harmonium can do that. If you turned the knob up to 11, people wouldn't go to sleep or eat or do anything. They would just stay and listen. They would follow the harmonium anywhere. I thought the Spinmeister might be someone who would turn it up to 11.
Earl nodded. There were a lot of kids following him. Omar said that he saw kids that wouldn't leave the town for a trip to the forest, now signing up to go to the City of Smoke with him.
The master mechanic shook his head. I'm not sure what we can do about it. If the Spinmeister leaves the machine on, nobody wants to be disagreeable around it.
Even if we went down there, Earl, you and I would find ourselves happy and smiling, and we would probably agree with the Spinmeister that he could have the machine. We need to get it away from him, but that's going to be difficult.
Earl left the master mechanic and walked home thinking about the problem. He didn't know how you could be disagreeable to somebody when the machine made you feel agreeable. When he walked through the gate to his house, Ichabod was there and happy to see him and came out barking and jumping on him. Earl patted the dog, who was always glad to see him. He thought about his problem and he wondered whether dogs had a favorite song also. He laughed at himself because he had never seen Ichabod like any particular song except other songs that dogs liked, and that was when they were barking together. As he thought about songs for dogs, he had an idea. Grabbing a leash for Ichabod, Earl went around to all his friends that had dogs. He explained to them the problem that he had. He asked them to come with him and bring the dogs in their thick winter furry hats with earmuffs. He told them of the plan. Some of them weren't so sure, but Earl explained how many kids were following the Spinmeister and how they couldn't help themselves because of the melodic harmonium. He also talked to his friend Omar, who didn't have a dog, but did have a pet squirrel named Grape Nut. Earl explained his plan and what he needed Omar to do. Omar nodded. He would help, and he'd bring Grape Nut. It was late in the afternoon when Earl led the bunch of kids, their dogs, down the path and through the woods. He used the back path that only a few of them knew and tried to stay off the main road where people might see them and ask questions about what they were doing, a group of kids with their dogs and one with a little squirrel. Finally, their path led to the edge of a field. They could begin to hear the notes of some music. Some of the kids began to smile. Earl stopped them and looked at them with a serious expression. He told them that, although the music sounded great, they should not listen to it. The music would come in their ears and push out all their other thoughts. They would forget their dogs, they would forget their homes, they would forget their names. They would only hear the music. They nodded, and all of them put on their thick, furry winter hats with earmuffs. Now they could not hear a sound. Earl then signaled them to go forward. They walked along the edge of the forest until they saw all the smiling kids that were walking and listening as the white wagon with silver trim rolled along the main road. The dock was just ahead. The Spinmeister's ship was there, smoke coming from the chimney. Its motor was running. It would take them all to the City of Smoke. They were all smiling and they were all listening to the magic of the melodic harmonium, not knowing and not caring about where they went. Earl signaled to Omar, and he and Grape Nut ran ahead. Earl then waved to the rest of them, and out onto the edge of the road, his little army of kids in winter hats, earmuffs, and their dogs stepped, and on cue, they started clapping their hands and shouting. They made a tremendous noise. The children who were following the wagon suddenly looked up. What was going on? Why was Earl and his friends here making that terrible racket? They couldn't hear the wonderful music. Their smiles began to turn into frowns. The spinmeister himself then turned around in his seat. From the top of the wagon, he saw a bunch of kids in strange hats who were distracting all of his kids from following him. What were they doing? They were so close to the ship. He would have to chase them away. He got off the wagon and started shouting. The melodic harmonium continued to play, so many kids stayed close to it and didn't care what was happening. And that's when Earl gave the signal by flapping his hands, and his friends looked at him, nodded, and then spoke sharply to their dogs. All the dogs began to howl at the same time, in different notes, and the noise was even louder. The shouting, the banging, and the barking of the dogs and the kids was so loud that nobody could even hear their own voices, and the noise overwhelmed everything else, even the music of the melodic harmonium. And the kids that didn't hear the melodic harmonium suddenly appeared to wake up and look around and wondered what was going on. Like they had just woken up, and they thought, what is all the shouting? Why is it so noisy? Why were all those dogs barking? They also wanted to know, what were they doing following a wagon heading down to the riverfront? What about lunch? One kid thought to himself. What am I doing here? Another thought. Why aren't I home? Said a third. And with that, some of the kids started to head back towards town. Now the spinmeister realized that the noise was interfering with the harmonium, and if he didn't stop it, all the kids would run away. He went back to the wagon and got a big cane, and then came towards the kids with the funny hats. He started towards them and their dogs, waving the stick and shouting, which just made the noise even greater, and even more kids started to shake their heads and look around and walk back towards town. The spinmeister was coming towards him, and Earl didn't want any of his friends to be hit with the big stick. The spinmeister was quite tall, and the stick looked heavy. Earl motioned for his friends to back up. The spinmeister smiled. This is just what he wanted. If he could chase them away from his wagon, the remaining kids would hear the music. Some of his kids had left and were walking away, but he could still take the rest of them to the City of Smoke. He just needed to chase away the dogs and the funny-looking kids with them. Yes, he thought, I will run them away. And he raised and shook the big cane at the little kids. First, he thought, I will get the dogs. But the spinmeister was so intent on chasing away the dogs that he didn't see Omar stepping out from behind him, close to the wagon, and letting Grape Nut go. The squirrel scampered over to the back of the wagon, climbed up the wheel, over the side, and into the back. The kids in the fur hats and Earl and the dogs were running back now and running away from the swinging cane of the spinmeister, who was now laughing out loud at how easy it had been for him to chase away the children and their howling dogs. The spinmeister could now hear the sound of the harmonium coming out clearly, and the noise of the kids was going down. The spinmeister had taught them a lesson. He had beaten them off. But it was just at that moment that Grape Nut finished gnawing his way through the power cord that went to the melodic harmonium. The music stopped. There was silence. The spinmeister spun around. His smile turned into a frown. The kids that were standing around the wagon suddenly seemed to wake up. They felt like they had been in a dream with wonderful sounds, but now there was just some bird sounds, and they felt hungry. They wondered where they were, and why were they following this wagon? Wasn't it time to go home, they thought, and they began to walk the other way. No, 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 said the spinmeister as he turned and ran back towards the wagon. He jumped up on the wagon and shook the melodic harmonium, but it didn't play. The lights were off. No sound was coming out. He pushed the red button, and then the blue. He turned the knob from 11 to 1, and then back to 11. Nothing happened. It was like it was completely out of power. He looked around and saw all the children leaving. Nobody was staying. The kids with the hats and dogs disappeared into the woods. There was even one kid who walked away with a little squirrel. The spinmeister shook the machine and looked on all sides to see what was wrong. He then reached behind the machine to check to make sure it was plugged in. And that's when he discovered that the power cord had been chewed into two pieces. No wonder the machine was stopped. The spinmeister was very angry.
Everything had been working so well. He had had all those kids. He was going to put them all on the ship. And now they were all gone. It was then that the spinmeister saw several men coming down the road. In front was that master mechanic who had been such a problem, and beside him was the sheriff. The spinmeister saw that the master mechanic was pointing at him and saying, "That's the thief, sir. That man has my melodic harmonium." The spinmeister decided he'd better get his wagon onto his ship right away. He didn't need to see the inside of another jail. He pushed the broken melodic harmonium off the back of the wagon, jumped up into the driver's seat, and drove away towards his ship as quick as he could. The master mechanic stopped when he got to the melodic harmonium there on the grass with the eaten power cord. He smiled to himself. He looked over towards the woods, and he saw a little boy next to his dog. He waved at Earl, and Earl waved back. The end.